Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
There's a small town tucked deep in the heart of Alaska's rugged wilderness, a place where gold once flowed like water, and the promise of fortune lured men from around the world. Skagway. At the height of the Klondike Gold Rush, this was no quaint frontier village. It was a wild, lawless boomtown, overflowing with miners, con men, outlaws, and opportunists of every shade. And if you had a few extra coins in your pocket or a lot of lonely nights ahead, there was one place you were bound to end up: the Red Onion Saloon. More than just a bar, the Red Onion was the heartbeat of Skagway's vice industry. A combination saloon and high-end brothel where fortunes could vanish faster than a shot of whiskey. But for all the flesh and fortunes traded there, the Red Onion is remembered today for something much colder than gold fever: ghosts. One ghost in particular. They call her Lydia, the madam who never left. Over the years, visitors and employees alike have reported eerie phenomena, disembodied footsteps creaking down empty hallways, the overpowering scent of old perfume, and even the unsettling sensation of being watched. Whether Lydia was a real woman or a spirit shaped by Skagway's wild imagination, her presence at the Red Onion is hard to ignore. So what happens when history refuses to die? Tonight, we open the doors to Alaska's most famous haunted saloon to find out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The year was 1898 and the Klondike Gold Rush was in full swing. Men flooded into the harsh wilderness of Alaska chasing rumors of gold. So plentiful, it could be scooped straight from the earth, but fortune came at a price. Grueling conditions, bitter cold, and isolation that gnawed at the soul. After weeks or months of battling nature, those who made it to Skagway, Alaska, were desperate for warmth of any kind. Warm food, warm whiskey, and for the right price, warm company. At the center of Skagway's booming vice district stood the Red Onion Saloon, a two-story beacon of debauchery. Its polished bar gleamed under dim oil lamps, while upstairs, 10 small rooms lined a narrow hall. Each room was occupied by a working girl, her services available for the price of a gold nugget or a few crisp bills. Business was brisk. Miners spent their fortunes as fast as they found them. And the women. They were both entertainers and survivors, navigating a world where opportunity and danger walked hand in hand. The Red Onion was far from the only brothel in Skagway, but it was one of the most famous. Its reputation for class set it apart. If you could call fine whiskey and sheets changed twice a week classy in a town that ran on dirt and desperation. The saloon's madams, the women who managed the girls and handled the money, were often more powerful than the local lawmen. They knew who came to town, who left, and who never made it out alive. One name whispered over decades stands out: Lydia, the mysterious madam who, legend says, still oversees the Red Onion long after her death. Now here's where fact and folklore blur. Historical records show a rotating cast of madams at the Red Onion, but no clear evidence of a Lydia. Yet her story persists, a spirit born from oral history, perhaps inspired by several real women who once ruled the roost. Whether Lydia herself existed doesn't seem to matter. Her presence, or at least the belief in it, has become part of the saloon's very foundation. After the gold rush fizzled, so did Skagway. By the early 1900s, the boomtown was more ghost town than gold rush capital. Businesses shuttered and buildings, including the Red Onion, fell into disrepair. The saloon closed its doors, its future uncertain. But like so many places steeped in scandal and sorrow, the Red Onion refused to disappear entirely. In the mid-20th century, a group of preservationists recognized the historical significance of Skagway's remaining Gold Rush-era buildings. The Red Onion, with its bawdy reputation and perfectly preserved brothel rooms, became a prime candidate for restoration. By the 1970s, it reopened as a historic saloon and museum, its upstairs brothel rooms converted into a walking exhibit. That's when the stories really started. Restoration workers were the first to whisper about strange happenings. Tools vanished from workbenches only to reappear days later in completely different rooms. Some workers reported hearing faint footsteps above them, even when the second floor was completely empty. One carpenter swore he heard soft laughter, followed by the unmistakable scent of old-fashioned perfume, a heavy floral scent that seemed to hang in the air like a memory. At first, these reports were shrugged off. An old building creaks and groans. That's just what they do. Perfume? Maybe a trick of the mind, stirred up by dust and imagination. But then the experiences spread. Tour guides began leading historic tours through the upstairs rooms, and more than a few visitors reported unsettling sensations. Some felt as though someone brushed past them in the narrow hallway. Others swore they heard whispers in empty rooms. And nearly everyone noticed the perfume, overpowering, lingering, impossible to ignore. The ghost stories were out and they weren't going back in. It didn't take long for Lydia's name to resurface. Whether inspired by oral history, embellished by creative tour guides, or summoned by collective imagination, the idea of a ghostly madam watching over her girls and her territory took root. Lydia became the unofficial guardian of the Red Onion, a spectral presence both feared and revered by staff. Skeptics, of course, have their explanations, and they're not entirely without merit. The Red Onion, for all its charm, is an old building with old bones. Its wooden frame shifts with temperature changes, creating creaks and groans that could easily mimic footsteps. Drafts sneak through aging windows and loose floorboards, causing sudden cold spots. Even the perfume, that eerie hallmark of Lydia's presence, has potential rational roots. Antique fabrics and wood can absorb and release scents over time, especially if those materials were exposed to heavy perfume for decades. Then there's the human factor. Skagway thrives on tourism, and the Red Onion leans into its haunted reputation. When visitors arrive expecting ghosts, they're more likely to interpret every sound, every shadow, every odd smell as evidence of the paranormal. It's the power of suggestion, an invisible hand guiding perception toward the supernatural. Psychologists have a term for this: priming. When you are told you might experience something spooky, your brain actively scans for anything that fits the bill. The dim lighting, the creaky floors, the knowledge that you're standing in a former brothel where women lived and died. It all blends together to create an atmosphere where ghosts feel almost inevitable. Environmental factors play a role too. Paranormal investigators often talk about fear frequencies. Low frequency sounds, often produced by old plumbing or electrical systems, that can trigger feelings of dread or unease. The Red Onion's age and location make it a prime candidate for these subtle sensory tricks. But even with all the rational explanations laid out, the stories persist. The staff's accounts remain remarkably consistent over decades, even as employees come and go. Guests with no prior knowledge of Lydia report eerily similar encounters, and the perfume, that unmistakable floral signature, continues to appear in rooms where no bottle sits on a shelf. So what's really happening inside the Red Onion Saloon? Is it just creaky wood, overactive imaginations, and a town that knows the value of a good ghost story? Or is there something or someone who never quite left those upstairs rooms? As with any haunting, the truth is likely tangled somewhere between history and hysteria. But one thing is certain, the Red Onion Saloon has earned its place as one of Alaska's most enduring and enigmatic haunted landmarks. As the years passed and the Red Onion Saloon's reputation grew, the reports didn't just persist. They multiplied. By the 1990s, it wasn't just the occasional tour guide or after-hours bartender whispering about strange footsteps. It was nearly everyone who worked there for any length of time. New employees were warned, not about customers, but about the woman upstairs. Some took it seriously. Others laughed it off, but it didn't take long for the laughter to fade. The second floor, home to the preserved brothel rooms, seemed to be the epicenter of activity. Tour guides locking up at night would swear they heard footsteps pacing from room to room, heels clicking against wood. The unmistakable sound of someone walking with purpose. But when they would go upstairs to investigate, they'd find the hallway empty. Then came the perfume, strong, floral cloying. Not the subtle trace left by a guest, but an overwhelming wave that filled the air like a presence announcing itself. It would appear out of nowhere, lingering in rooms where no one had been for hours, and always. It seemed strongest near the room believed to have belonged to the madam herself. Staff members told stories of finding the brothel doors, which they locked religiously at closing, mysteriously standing wide open the next morning. Furniture, once carefully positioned for tours, would shift inches overnight, as if someone inside had made themselves more comfortable. One bartender working alone late one night reported hearing soft knocking on the upstairs walls, rhythmic, deliberate. When they climbed the stairs, the knocking stopped. As they turned to leave, it started again, this time from the opposite end of the hall. Some encounters went beyond sounds and smells. Several employees reported feeling invisible hands touch their hair, gently brushing it aside as they walked the narrow hallway. Others felt quick tugs at their clothing, like a child trying to get attention, only to turn and find no one there. In one particularly unsettling account, a guide on an evening tour noticed a woman peeking out from one of the rooms. Dressed in period clothing, the woman seemed to listen for a moment before slipping back inside the room. Assuming it was a costumed reenactor who had wandered in, the guide went to check, but the room was empty. No one had been upstairs except for the tour group, and no reenactors were scheduled that day. With stories piling up year after year, the Red Onion Saloon became a magnet for paranormal investigators. Teams from across the country arrived armed with electromagnetic field detectors, infrared cameras, and digital voice recorders. What they found only deepened the mystery. Many teams recorded what's known as EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, faint, disembodied voices caught on tape, often unheard by human ears in the moment. In multiple sessions, investigators captured what sounded like a woman's voice responding to questions. When asked, "Is someone here with us?" a soft voice whispered, "Yes." When asked, "What's your name?" the voice answered, "Lydia." Skeptics, of course, argued that these recordings were nothing more than random noise interpreted as speech, a phenomenon called auditory pareidolia, where the brain imposes meaning on meaningless sounds. But the consistency of the responses gave even the doubters pause. Thermal cameras captured cold spots moving through the hallway, spots that seemed to pause outside certain rooms, rooms once occupied by the working girls. Motion detectors, left in locked rooms overnight, triggered without cause. The building's creaks and groans couldn't explain it all. One investigator described feeling as though someone was standing directly behind him, cold breath on his neck, only to turn and find nothing there. Yet the thermal camera in his hand showed a faint, human-shaped outline just inches from where he stood. But perhaps The most compelling piece of evidence is the sheer volume of personal accounts from employees over decades. These aren't ghost hunters chasing fame or tourists primed for a spooky thrill. These are bartenders, cleaners, tour guides, people who spend their working lives inside the Red Onion and have no reason to lie. And their stories, despite the passage of time and changing staff, remain remarkably consistent. So what's the truth behind Lydia's haunting? Paranormal theorists offer several explanations. The residual haunting theory suggests Lydia isn't a conscious spirit at all, but rather an echo, a replay of energy left behind by the intense emotions experienced in the building. After all, the Red Onion was a place of desperation, desire, violence, and fear. Energy like that, some believe, imprints itself on a location, replaying endlessly like a film loop. In this theory, Lydia doesn't even know she's there. Her footsteps, perfume, and laughter are simply an afterimage of the past. But others believe the haunting is intelligent, that Lydia or whoever lingers at the Red Onion is aware of her surroundings and interacts directly with the living. The door openings, the whispered answers to questions, the deliberate rearranging of objects all suggest intention, not just a ghostly echo. Some psychics who have visited the saloon claim to have made contact with Lydia directly, describing her as protective, proud of her legacy, and not entirely pleased with how her story has been turned into a tourist attraction. Skeptics, of course, see a different story, one rooted in human psychology, not the paranormal. The Red Onion is a famous haunted location, meaning every visitor and employee walks through the door already primed to expect something spooky. This expectation, combined with the building's natural noises, creates a perfect storm for misinterpretation. A draft becomes a ghostly touch. A settling floor becomes phantom footsteps. The scent of aged wood releases trapped perfumes. The brain does the rest. There's also the fact that ghost stories are good for business. In a town where tourism fuels the economy, a haunted reputation guarantees bookings and headlines. Some argue that Lydia's story, whatever its origins, has been polished and shaped to keep cash registers ringing. And yet, the perfume lingers. The footsteps continue. The whispers persist. Some things refuse to be explained away. Today, the Red Onion Saloon embraces its haunted reputation, blending history with ghostly lore. Guided tours highlight both the building's rough and tumble past and the spirits said to still roam the halls. Visitors come for the history but leave talking about the ghost. And not all of them arrive believing. Whether Lydia was ever a real madam or simply a ghost born from collective imagination, one thing is certain. The Red Onion Saloon has secured its place in both the history books and the paranormal playbook. And for those who have felt the cold touch of an invisible hand or caught the unmistakable scent of rose perfume hanging in the air, the debate is settled. Lydia is still there, watching, waiting, reminding the living that history in places like Skagway never truly dies. History has a funny way of leaving its fingerprints on places like the Red Onion Saloon. You don't just peel back the layers of time and find gold rush artifacts and dusty bottles. You find stories. Stories that cling to the walls, settle into the floorboards, and refuse to be forgotten. The story of Lydia is one of those fingerprints, a ghostly smudge that no amount of rational explanation seems able to scrub away. Is the Red Onion Saloon haunted? Well, that depends on how you define haunted. The footsteps, the perfume, the tapping on the walls, those are all documented phenomena. People have experienced them. Good people, honest people, the kind who aren't looking for attention or a moment in the spotlight. They're just trying to pour drinks, give tours, and lock up at night without something brushing the back of their neck. And those experiences, the ones that come when nobody's filming or expecting them, those are hard to ignore. Of course, if you prefer the rational side of things, there's plenty of that too. It's an old building in an old town where storytelling is part of survival. A creak is just a creak, a draft just a draft. And our minds are wired to find patterns where none exist. Throw in a good ghost story, sprinkle on a little tourist-friendly folklore, and you've got yourself a haunting, or at least the idea of one. But here's the thing about ideas. They have power. Enough people believe Lydia's still there, and maybe in some way she is. Whether she's a spirit wandering the halls or just a lingering echo of Skagway's wild past, Lydia has become a permanent resident of the Red Onion Saloon. And maybe that's exactly how she wants it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.